You are battling. The weapons of your warfare, Bob, are not carnal.
Right. So what is, who am I and what am I battling against?
Angels from the realms of glory. You're trying to keep them out of your Kool-Aid.
Right, and they haven't found me yet.
No, but Carolyn doesn't help that because she's on them like a bad habit. She's basically hollering at them all the time with her orders.
So that keeps them off me.
But yeah, if they know where she is, they can probably find you, but so far they haven't put the pints and quarts together yet.
Okay. All right, so just a second. Oh.
Bye, darling. Thank you, Dr. Dean. Thank you, darling.
Okay.
We fuck with us, some Dr. Dean now. It's good. Here's the thing. We talked about the 2/3 of the world dying. We never said exactly how it's going to go down. We said a third was going to die quickly. Then we said another third was going to get really, 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 really sick, and they were going to fall away. All right, now that's a big statement for us, and you've been bitching. We hear your bitch ass on the background says, well, if this doesn't come true, Ion's not real, and I'm not going to have this. We love that. We love that because it pimps it up a little bit. It kind of puts it's like murder on the Orient Express. It adds a mystery and intrigue of which side of the world you're on, which we kind of like that. It kind of makes our TT hard sometimes, Bob, because it's exciting because it's like, this is so good. We haven't even convinced Bob. How are we going to convince all these crazy people? It's so much fun. But here's how it's going to go. In the next tier, the next shift, the next step, what's going to happen is humans are not going to be able to sleep. Do you remember years ago when you went through that? You only sleep a few minutes now. But you were going through that phase when you did your thing where you just didn't sleep for days and days and days and days and days. Well, that's the exception. What's going to happen is humans are going to find themselves in a condition where they cannot sleep. And they can only go about 7 days and then they die, go crazy, become the superfluous walking dead.
Well, what about the vaccination problem? Is that connected to this?
They'll also be supported, yes. Yes.
Supported. Okay. People are going to die from the vaccination mixing with the new bacteria, which hasn't shown up yet, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The last bacteria, the big plague. The big murderer.
One of the symptoms of that condition is that humans will not be allowed to sleep. They will not be. And wait. Here's one more part. You know people that are in, well, you probably don't even know this. There's some people, Bob, they're in like comas. They've been in comas like for years and they don't wake up. Like they're comatose, if that's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
All those people are going to wake up. They're also
are they walking around? Are they in a coma or in the hospital in the ICU unit or something?
Most of them are like in nursing homes, laying in a bed. You know, they're alive, but they're out of it. They're like they're comatose. Remember that woman that they were going to pull the plug on? She'd been in a coma for 20 years or something.
Yeah.
All those people, they're like that. They're going to wake up, and nobody else is going to be able to go to sleep.
Because they woke up.
They're going to cut.
They wake up and they can't sleep, or other people can't sleep.
Nobody's going to sleep. The comatose people aren't going to sleep. The humans aren't going to sleep. No, only a handful of people are going to sleep. Those are the ones that are ascending. And that's why, hey, Bob, you know, do you know Tom McDonald, the singer that you were fond of?
Yeah. Yep.
They call it awake or the woke culture.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen called the woke. Those woke people, they're fixing to get woke.
Right.
They're fixing to get woke. They're fixing to find out what woke feels like. Because after about 3 days, they start going butt-fucking crazy, Bob. and there's no drug that can take. There's no meth that can take. There's no nothing. There's no Xanax. There's no tube T bars. There's nothing they can take that'll bring them down deep enough so that they can go to sleep. Pretty amazing.
Okay. So now, you're talking about people in nursing homes. They're older people. This is
Not necessarily. Just people that are, a lot of people in the nursing home that aren't comatose. They're like people that are like in a coma, that are like out of it. They come back.
And
they wake up.
Are they young?
It's young, old, all of them. Everybody. They are everybody.
So there, so we're not talking metaphorically and motivated somnambulists. We're talking about people ill. They're in a coma.
Yeah. They are.
So they wake up, and they can't sleep, and that infects everybody else who's not ascending.
Nope.
And they
can't sleep. Everybody's in the same boat. That's a sidebar. No one will be able to sleep. And the people that are asleep now, they're going to wake up.
Along with everybody else. It's the waking up that's coming
correct
to everybody, including
the waking
coma
up.
People.
And that's why we say, we've said this about 100 times, but now it matters. In that great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well, to farewell. We hope in that great getting up morning, because you're not going to sleep anymore.
Now, that's happening, or going to happen.
You can't play that, but go ahead and play it anyway. So, and leave the part where we said, whatever you do, don't play it, because you can say you let it slip out, that you say you're in a trance or something that got out. It'll be good. It'll be good, because then they might have a question. Now, if they ask, we'll answer. But if they don't ask, if they're not paying attention, then, you know, you'll know what you're working with then, Christopher Crusoe.
Biggin. Call me Biggin.
Biggin. That's going to stick, Bob. That's going to leave a mark. You know that, right? We start calling you Biggin. That's going to leave a mark. That'd be nice. Nice. Damn.
Okay.
Is that all you?
Now, people are going to go crazy and die from being can't sleep. But what about the bacterial? That'll kill people,
same
too.
Thing. Same thing. Same problem. Same song, different verse.
Second verse, just like the first. When you get the vaccination, then you get this final bacteria, sort of final, you will die immediately. Or linger and suffer, and you won't be able to sleep. You're adding that to their symptoms before they die?
That is correct.
Okay. So, again, we don't know when this is going to happen.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Yeah. It's coming along quicker now. Actually, it's quicker now than it was a little bit ago. But now the RIP does have an effect on it. So we're trying to be nice. We're trying to be soft, blah, blah, blah. We don't know what the fuck that means anymore. We're trying to be good about it, but at the same time, it's like, okay, whatever. Doesn't matter. But, yeah, it's pretty bad. Sooner.
What's whatever,
sooner
it
doesn't
matter. The RIP
when
matter.
When it actually occurs, you're trying to get an ETA, an Eastern Standard Time prediction of exactly where you're going to be and if you've moved your bowels, when it occurs, and how you're going to feel when it occurs, and all that stuff. And we're not given that exactly. We will, we can, but we have not done that just yet.
Right, because I'm watching the tourists are back here. Everybody's happy, and Maui's back to normal, patina of normalcy. And those people, they think COVID is gone, and we survived.
We do. We love it. We love it. We think that's wonderful. Congratulations, Bob. We couldn't happen to nicer people. We love it. See, that's the end of the beginning. Yep.
Right. That's
when you go on your little walk, you should be humming Bachman Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet. Cause see, otherwise, Bob, listen, they're prepared. They're ready for it, you see. So that's the point.
What's preparing them?
they're prepared from this reality that they're bumping into. This is that point they're coming to.
Okay.
This is their reality. They've survived it. They survived. They're not going to die. COVID is a myth. Everything's okay. We don't got to worry. We can go fuck again. Everything's fine. Till the next thing hits, and then it's like, oh, shit. And here we go. I'm like, goddamn Fauci must have been right.
Right. So they're prepared. They're prepared for what? To be hit again?
No. They're prepared for it to be over. That's why everybody's eat, drink, and be merry. And they are. That's what you're noting. You're saying the words. Everybody's happy. They think it's over. Nobody's upset anymore. Everything's fine. What are you talking about, Ion? There's no more problem. So why are you talking about a problem? There's no more problem. We go, yes, until there's a problem. And then it's going to be a real problem.
They're not prepared for that.
That's correct, because they've just gotten over being on lockdown and lockdown Bob rule and FEMA cramps and all that kind of stuff. They think they survived that. Maybe they did. Nobody said anybody was going to die during FEMA cramps, but the next phase is when it gets ugly. The problem wasn't the concentration camp. The problem was Auschwitz, Bob.
What was the problem there?
The ovens that smoke that the gas chambers that fucked off the Jews.
They didn't have those at other concentration camps in Nazi Germany.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. To be in a concentration camp was not a problem. The problem at Auschwitz was the damn ovens, the gas chambers. That was the problem there.
Are we in an Auschwitz situation coming up?
We would if we weren't here, we'd say no comment. But yeah, we're here.
You're here, so
it's on.
So
the
bacterial
is
the
Bob. It's on. Bob. It's on.
The bacterial is the oven. The Austrian.
I mean, that's
Auschwitz
a nice way to
ovens.
Say it. Yeah, that's a nice way to say it.
They're in concentration camps. Calm down. They're in concentration camps now. Financially, forced to stay home.
Correct.
Can't work. Don't want to work.
Correct.
That's a concentration camp. Now comes the ovens, which is this bacterial plus not sleeping.
Right.
Okay.
And then that's going to play out a little different way. But if the first part, if you overcome this part or that part, the rest of
No. We're talking two things. What's going to play out another way? Which one? The sleep.
Whether or not you die quickly or whether you die sickly. Remember, the first third's going to die pretty quick. The second third's going to get very, 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 very ill. They sick. And then they're going to die. Two-thirds are going to die. That's what everybody, including Fauci, is saying. Even his website says it. But this is what we're giving you now as a little heads up of how it's going to go down. That's what this is about.
Great. So the timing, we're in the tribulations. 8 months ago, tribulations end in early 2022, based on the number of months you said was left. But then you sent me a TikTok that talked about metaphorically the tribulations for another 3 years. How far along are we in the tribulations? And that's what I'm saying to the Ionauts. We just have to wait another year or less, and the tribulation will be over, and if we haven't died, then I was wrong. That's what I say.
Not everybody's going to die. Some of them are actually going to make it. We're really happy about that. Some are actually going to make it. We're glad about that.
Yeah, I know that. But the timing for the two-thirds, it's during the tribulation. Is there only 10 months left in the tribulation?
Okay, we would privately to you, we would say, yes, Bob, you're right on schedule, give or take a little bit. But now because of the rip, that's not exactly written in stone, exactly. It's not exactly written in stone. It can bubble. But now what's going to happen now, what's happening, there's a lot of people that are dying now that no one's reporting already. So we need to back that up and we say, you really don't have 10 months left, Bob. They're just not reporting it presently. But it's
in the United States.
Across the world, but in the United States for sure, yes. It's already happening.
Well, these people who are dying, that's registered. They died and they have their funerals. What is not, it's not being attributed to a bacterial?
What they died of. What they die of. That's what's not being noted.
And people are thinking they're dying of other things, or the authorities are lying. They know they're dying of something like a bacterial. They don't know what it is. But they don't want to say that's the cause of death, so they're making up other stuff.
Correct. That's correct. That is correct.
It's not that they generally, not expecting the bacterial, it's not that they're generally looking at somebody and said, the guy died. It must have been pneumonia or something. They're genuinely not naive. They are covering up to hide the fact. So people are lying consciously because they suspect that the bacterial has arrived.
It's as though they don't know. It's kind of like they can't believe it. They can't overcome it. They can't be sure. It's like even some of the people that are on Fox News, those doctors, they're very, very valid. They are appropriate. They're not inappropriate in any way. But they say things based on what is, but the is they don't have control of. So it's like, well, now, wait a second. I'm fucked up here. I don't even know how I got fucked up. I'm fucked up. It's not working out right. So they're respectable, Bob. We're not saying they're not. We're just saying that they're wrong. They're not gauging this appropriately. And that's okay. Maybe it makes them feel better. Maybe that's the ticket.
Right. The someone said, I saw in passing, I thought they said, that ain't the real Laura Ingraham. And so I started looking at her last night, and she was stumbling a lot. I don't remember her stumbling her words. Has she been replaced in some way?
She has not been replaced, but she has been, what do you call it when you have, when someone's, Carolyn's patients are compromised? Is that the way to say that? She's been compromised.
Yeah.
We don't know what that means, but Carolyn uses that word a lot, so we're going to go with it.
Was she compromised? Is she replaced by a double?
No, she's not replaced. She is her, but she's been compromised. You'll see.
You mean she's not as forthcoming as she should be?
No, she's been put through some stuff that you can't explain.
Oh, personal anomalies have happened to her.
We like that. That's a good thing.
Whereas with Sidney Powell, you put her through anomalies, she can accept it.
She's stronger. It made her stronger. Team Kraken is rocking, Bob.
Yes. Now, so Laura was stumbling a lot. She knows she stumbled.
Well,
she did upset
don't
today.
Say a lot. Don't say a lot, but some. She did somewhat, yes.
Did she get upset about it, knowing that she's not usually that way?
Of course she did, certainly.
Okay. Sidney Powell put out a telegram, or was on Telegram. Maybe she posted this on Telegram, that new place. She says, it seems like she got a tweet from an emergency doctor who said, I'm starting to hear from people working in the ICU regarding patients with a variety of hematologic conditions soon after receiving immunization, or I guess he means vaccination, wondering how best to share this information in order to respect anonymity while ensuring some level of verifiability. So is that about the issue of people dying and not being reported?
Yes. And Sidney Powell's not trying to get into that either. She don't want to be that. She's still raising money. She's fundraising. She's riding this for all it's worth, Bob. She'll be riding six white slaves when she comes. She's still working it. She is working it, and that's okay.
Yeah, so she's just putting it out for other people to deal with.
Today. Let's just say today. Yeah. We can get us... You'll let us get away with that and just say today, and we go, okay. Then we're going to go, yeah, that's right. Good.
Yeah, but it is about the people dying and it's not being reported. Not being reported.
Most certainly.
Right. And that's in states all across the United States of America.
Correct. But see, they have no way to run it now because
They lost their ability from the states to interact with the federal government. And you know the way the lamestream media is now, Bob. You can't trust them for anything. They don't know shit. They don't even know shit. They don't even know what they're fucking reporting. They can't keep it up with themselves what they're doing. So how are they supposed to straighten out anybody else's crap? You see, that's trouble.
How did the states get cut off from the Fed, the federal government?
Well, it's now Biden's government, and so they don't get access anymore.
Is this the Trumpers or just everybody doesn't get access?
We don't know how to answer that exactly, so we don't know.
Well, has Biden, everybody a stimulus check. He gives them a stimulus check. Why is he cutting off the people?
That's over. That's over. So they've run out. That's all done. And now he's trying to pimp it for more, and nobody's biting. Nobody wants it. The states are cutting it off from him. So they're eliminating their ability or capacity with him.
All right, so that's what you mean. It's not him cutting off them. They're disconnecting from him. But
in the process, like Mr. Abbott, who doesn't have a leg to stand on, he's in a position. So now the great state of Texas is on their own. They're doing their own thing. They don't have a Trump or a federal system to back them up. That's the way they prefer it too, by the way. But that's another conversation, obviously.
But the problem is they have no money. Is that what you're saying?
No, they have lots of money. Money's not the problem. You printed money to death, Bob. That's not the problem. The problem is, what are you going to do in the process? How power's better than money.
So they don't know how to put people back to work?
Well, they do know how to put people back to work. So what people are doing is they're going to work and they're working for a day or 30 days or 30 minutes and they're going, you know what, fuck this shit. I can do something better. Everybody's hiring. So they quit and then they go draw unemployment because they had a job and they got disenchanted. They were scared of the COVID. Or niggers talk to them bad. I've had nigger trouble at my job. I can't work there no more. Ooh, I can't stand the pressure. I'm having PTSD. Oh, I'm not feeling good. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I can't do it. I got child care problems. I have the CRT problems. My children are being taught radical racism. So, but now I have to go to school. I can't go to work. I have to go to school board meeting because now it used to be reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's what it is now. It's reading, writing, and racism now, Bob. Reading, writing, and racism. That's what they're teaching now. So I can't work because I got to go see about this year. And so when they do that, then they go to the next job and the next job. And then it's not 30 minutes. Meanwhile, everybody should just go to work at McDonald's. Go to McDonald's and apply and have an interview, and they'll give you $50. $50. There's 10 million goddamn McDonald's. You don't got to take the job. Just go through the interview. Go to the interview. But go to the interview, and they'll give you $50. What the hell more you need? Now you get a Happy Meal and $50. What the hell? That's whatever. Hell, what else you want, baby? Go back, watch Netflix, call it a day, and then draw the money.
If you come and to be interviewed at get interviewed at McDonald's, they give you $50. That's what you're saying?
Correct. And a Happy Meal. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So people, they were for the past year happy because they're getting their checks, and so there's no reason to work. Now the checks aren't here, so they got to work.
Well, the checks are winding down. Because all of the Republican states are saying, I don't want your fucking money. You're fucking up my state with your goddamn stupid money. Bob, we don't want your money no more. And you're like, what? You turn down my money? Okay, I like my money. They're just redepositing back in Maybank. We need to give the account number so that your little Buzz Coaston can look up the account number to see if Maybank's still in business. It's a quiet hush that's falling over the land, y'all. Bob got all quiet. He didn't say nothing about that. He acts like he don't know nothing about nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Mutants are coming, Bob. The mutants are coming. That's what you need to know.
Right. So the checks are running out. People need money. They're going to interviews. Maybe
We would like to say your word. We like your words. Maybe. Okay, maybe. But we can't prove that because nobody's working.
All right, but they're going to need money soon.
I don't know. You said all they got to do is type. You said all they got to do is type. So we don't know. See the fruit? See? Now, some would say, aha, that mean Jean. Now, she's not that mean. But Jean meme or whatever the fuck she called herself. She'd say, finally, Bob, call it in the butt. He caused all this, and now he's being judged by this thing that he created. Except they never counted the aspect or ratio of the sub-genius. They never counted that out. If they'd have calculated for the sub-genius, then they'd have been right. Bob had been caught in his own shit. But instead, what they found out, the virginal position that they promised didn't mean that the virgins had to be pretty. See the rub of
right, so, but what do we, you're saying they thought I was caught out or something, and I'm not because of the subgenius, which is the alien angle?
Alien angle. That's right. Some people eat finger chicken fingers, but other people finger chickens. That's not as good, Bob.
Fingers chicken.
Yeah, they finger the chickens. Like fingering a female, they finger the chickens. And then other people eat chicken fingers. It's a huge difference.
Okay. All right. I don't know.
Same words, though. Yes, there was. What you don't miss that. The point is that your ramification of what you're presenting is going to be made right, regardless of how it's been embraced. Things look bad, Bob, at multi-level, multi-tiers of multi-levels. But that doesn't mean it has anything to do with your outcome. That's what we've been saying all the way through. We've been, under the circumstances, we've been incredibly nice. When we would say, we know how this ends, we just don't know how it's going to go right now. See the rub? You're in that same swath. You know what a swath is, Bob? A swath. You're in that same hedgerow. You're in that same conjunction. You see?
Right.
So we're trying to see how they play this out. Yeah. And see, here's the good part now. Because the inside's outside. Now the check body's working for you. And the check body's working against you. But the one's working against you is working for you. Ivan Stang would give his left nut if he could kill your bitch ass. Oh, my God, what he would give to remove you from this earth. But instead, that ire that he has for his savior, J.R. Bob Dobbs, is the very thing that's going to move him out of the way so that you, J.R. Bob Dobbs, can survive.
Okay, he threw himself in. Okay.
You're a little too despondently giggly there, Bob, just so you notice that.
What augmenter made a posting, and he said, what was this topic? I posted the guy in Washington, Richard Citizen Journalist. He drives around looking at empty Washington. He can't get over it.
Proving that it's not really Washington, yes.
Yeah, and so recently he posted about how he got fired and how he got into this role. So just a bit of his own history. And so Maggie says, when I mentioned the many citizens, I guess he went to a hospital and there was nobody there. He freaked out. That was his first day off the job. Had no job. He goes and he complains. And he says, nobody's in the hospital. This is all a lie. So Maggie says, when I mentioned the many citizens recording empty hospitals in spring 2020, Ion vehemently defended the narrative of overflowing hospitals and people dying in droves. They pointed to the freezer trucks outside a New York City hospital. Now, Maggie correct that you were wrong?
No, she's not. That's exactly what we said. And that's what was happening.
But she said, people like Richard, the citizen journalist, were recording the opposite. Nobody was in the hospitals.
But that's not true. That's not true. And first of all, how'd the motherfucker get into the hospital to see that nobody was in there? You couldn't just walk into the hospital in those days. You had to be have an appointment or be on to see somebody know to a certain place, or they wouldn't even let you in the hospital to find out. Even if
well,
you
he
take
got
a
in.
Family member. Okay, I don't know.
He got in and he saw empty hospitals. Why were the hospitals, from his camera perspective, empty?
Don't know.
But they weren't empty. Lots of people were dying, is what you saw.
Correct.
And stated.
Still
okay,
is.
Okay, so
still
I,
is.
Yeah, the hospital
but what
were empty.
Here's the rub. You can't just get in. That was the whole point. There's something terribly wrong with the conversation. But the footage that you're looking at is not current footage.
Right. Well, it was a year ago, March 16, 2020, he posted.
That was when it was worse. Now you actually could get into the hospitals probably. Now you probably could get into there. But in those days, there was no way. You had to have your temperature checked. You had to have an appointment. You had to tell them where you were going. They had to put a sticker on you to say that you had been cleared to come into this building. You see?
Right.
And what
so
they show,
this guy
and what
got
they
in.
Show,
we don't know. This
he
guy got
get
in, and he was paid.
He didn't get in.
Well, he got given the footage to post. He's CIA guy. He's an agent of something.
He had footage. You can have footage anytime. He didn't have a copy of the New York Times under his arm that showed the date on it. So what he was showing was not appropriate.
Was that his new job, to offer this footage to technology to confuse people?
Of course. It almost worked, but there's so many different footages nowadays, and then the TikTok says something else, and then Instagram says something else, and then Facebook says something else, and then they say, oh, no, you can't be saying all that, you can't be out there. But then it squirts out somewhere else, and someone else is save the Kraken email, and then it comes back around so much so till the tech body has stirred it up so much, Bob, that it's becoming baby food. Everything's been whirred into a fine, powdery pulp, so much so that no one believes or gives any credence to anything, which is exactly how you prescribe the five-body model of mediacology. It's exactly how you laid it out. And now you're asking us to vindicate and validate an octad from a pentadic position of a non-nurtured mediacological remnant. We'll call it a remnant. We're going to say redemnification, but it's a remnant. It's what's left, the leftover pot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good for you.
So,
you win, Bob. Bob wins. Lockdown Bob rule. Bob wins.
Right. So Maggie says that, so I go, taking an eye on sight, wrong. I just say wrong, and because I assumed she was implying that she was right and I was wrong. So then,
was she sober? Was she sober? Was she sober, or was she drinking again?
Right. So Augmenter pipes in. You know Augmenter.
Yeah. And Augie, we love Augie. And where did his little girl go? She don't come in no more. She don't think we're real no more. What happened to her? The proper one.
Right. Okay, so here's what Augie.
Say her name.
I don't know, Alice or something.
Alice.
Gaia. I think it was Gaia.
Mildred. Her name must be Mildred. It's Mildred.
Okay, but listen to this.
With all the crystal and lace and the Chantilly lace. Yeah, Battenberg lace. Yeah.
There may be a reason why we're not hearing from her. Because Augmenter, who's often on the chat line, he never participates in the talking part of the show, but he likes the music at the beginning and makes comments.
Yeah.
So he suddenly responds to me saying, maybe even before I said Maggie was wrong, he says, I've stopped listening to Ion. My guess is it was a program to find highly psychic personalities to feed off their spiritual energies. Good luck. I suggest shutting the project down. It's okay to take the gifts of the medical technologies, Coldplay or Abundant Electricity for Humanity, something we earn as a collective. The technology has always existed, and will arise when human hierarchical relations are in the correct condition for their manifestation. Now, before I say anything, what do you make of that?
Nothing. It's just short-sighted positions. They tell him the same thing. They said the same thing to the last czar of Russia. Said the exact same words to the last czar of Russia.
They told the czar that everything was okay, or what?
Yeah, shut it. You just shut it down. This thing isn't working. Just go and shut it down. It's not going to hold. It's not going to last long. You know, I don't know why.
Well, what are you showing up for? Yeah, shut down the revolution, or shut down your own castle and dynasty. What?
Shut down. Shut it down. The project, the kingdom, the kingdom of Russia. Just shut it down. We're not really going to go with that anymore. We'll do something different. We'll look at it something different. We'll let you know. If something shows up good, then fine. You know, Anastasia, if she can get a husband, we'll talk about it. But until you get her married off, you know, there's nothing we can really talk about here.
Okay. They told him to shut down his dynasty. Who was telling him this? The courtiers?
Who took over when they killed Alexander the Great? Who took over?
Oh, the Bolsheviks. So the Bolsheviks told the king to disappear. We won't kill you, but we'll say we did, and you just make yourself scarce. That's Augie's the Bolshevik saying.
So Augie is the Bolshevik saying it's over. If something comes out of it, good, but there's nothing coming along here. And so he's sitting here going, here's what's interesting, though. Here's what's interesting, that he would come in to say that he doesn't listen to Ion anymore. Well, how did he hear what we had to say regarding what Ion said if he doesn't listen anymore? Why did he move on and go on and move to Prussia and see what Babylon had to offer? Okay.
Well, no, he knew. He's only referring to the drops, our medical stuff reset, and the Coldplay. But he heard that 10 years ago.
He also got a pass to live in his goddamn house where he could be safe in that edge of the place that he ain't supposed to be. That can now be removed. So they better, you tell them now, you can tell them that the Bolsheviks better look out because they better pack because they might not have a place to live.
Right. Now, so the Bolsheviks told the dynasty to buzz off, we're going to do something different. And then the Bolsheviks failed to do their project?
So far, we're going to see how, now it's on. We're going to see what, if he's going to have that position, all right, bring it on. Bring it.
So the Bolsheviks are back through Biden in China.
In essence, and other people are embracing the spirit of the Bolshevik revolution. But it isn't very, right. The problem with this revolution, Bob, is it's not very resolved. Now, we have nothing against Augie, and if you called him on the carpet, he'd back up like a fucking wet puppy. You know full well he would. That's not even about that. But we would know the difference, you see, because his argument is nothing other than, let's just be easy with all this because it doesn't matter anyway. That's what he's saying. He's saying, let's just be easy with all that because it doesn't matter anyway. All right, well, if that's true, why are you engaging? If that's true, why are you making it a to-do, if that's the case, you say?
Right. So I gave him a one-word answer. Wrong. I'm not going to get into details. I just said, you're wrong about
that's
what
right.
you're saying. So
perfect.
Then he says, if I was right, that is what you would say, though. So he's saying, oh, no, I think I'm right. You're just saying wrong because you'll always say wrong. And then I said to him, wrong, again.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, that is just like, that is just like your point of view, Bob. I go, wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we leave it at that. Though up in the earlier part, you can respond to an earlier part of the thread, but you doing it after all the later part of the thread. So he says, when I go wrong to Madeline or Maggie, he says, what do you mean wrong? That is what happened. Her memory is wrong? Now, you've already answered that, yes, her memory is wrong, or what she experienced is not what Ion was talking about. So at that point, when he said, what do you mean wrong, that is what happened. Her memory's wrong? I said, we'll see. I didn't say wrong. I was tired of saying wrong. So I said, we'll see, because I knew Ion would correct it. So then he says, So you didn't see that Ian was wrong. That's okay. He was wrong, though. Doesn't matter if you see it or not. Okay, that's his last remark, it looks like. Well, I'll be playing all this so that he and everybody else can know what he said and what you said.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because he's not listening. So.
Right, right. He won't know. He won't know that
he won't know. He won't notice. He won't notice because he's not listening. See, that's the rub. See, that's the trouble with all this not listening. They seem to find their way back down the rabbit hole. It's amazing. Or sometimes, Bob, in their defense, we have nothing of, well, we might. We might. We're going to see. We'll see how the summer goes. We might have a different conversation. But when he comes back crying, just remember, we're going to point out exactly the point where he starts making this subjective position. You're right. We were wrong. Augie, you didn't make it. Sorry, Augie. We thought you were going to make it. We were hoping you were going to make it, but we were wrong. Yes, we were wrong. Yep, I got to validate it. We missed it. We missed it on that one. Sorry about that.
Yeah, when you say his projective condition or something, that's him saying these titles, these sentences are his projective position. So
correct. With the fine lady. Remember his wife, the lady?
Yes. Well, she's going to be very angry when they return soon and find the eviction notice on their property.
No.
Or where they're living.
It's there. It may not make it. If it's there. But
the house might not.
The Bolsheviks did not agree. If you don't agree, then there's no polity that would sustain it, right? If you're going to make this about the czar, if you're going to go against the czar and he's still alive, then the czar can say what you get to hold. You know, Lord Chamberlain had the same trouble, didn't he, Bob?
Yes, in 1938. Yeah, but
that's right.
You're
very
saying,
good, Bob. Very good.
Yeah, I'm not saying. What are you saying happened to the Bolsheviks? Did they didn't get what they
if
thought
the
they were going to get?
No. If he represents the Bolsheviks and the Tsar wins, then it's not good to be a Bolshevik, you see.
But they won, but the Tsar didn't win. He had to disappear. He lost his dynasty.
That's that representation. But now you're in a different conversation. That's what he's hedging his bet that we, Ion, is going to lose or be wrong or be inappropriate or whatever. All he's saying is Ion is wrong, so it's over. We go, okay, we'll go sit next to Buzz Coaster and see how it works out. It'll be perfect. We don't mind. We understand. But other people have said that too, and then they come right back around. Oh, no, I've loved you. Fuck that shit. We're good. You don't have to love us. We're already loved. It's all good.
Yeah. Is Maggie being as stubborn as usual, or
no? She's just trying to figure it out. She's now. We've got her in a position where she's almost stable. Before she was so unstable, Bob. She was living in a fucking hammock in the goddamn woods. So she's just now getting herself to a position where she can. She caused floods. She got run out of her places because she'd flood herself out. That's called application of power, and that's good. So now she's coming back around, and she's starting to have a chance to sort of look at it. So what does she do? She takes up with a fucking junkie and stays drunk all the time. Okay, and chases snakes
what?
Up
takes
and down
junk?
The hill.
Did you say takes junk? Takes junk?
Takes up with a junkie.
Yeah, but she doesn't do junk.
No. Well, sort of. But anyway, that's not the point. When you're in that, you're codependent in that type of a relationship, it comes with its own set of baggage. And so then the beer flows pretty easily, and or the spirits, and or fill in the blank. So you got to, which is not a problem, until it starts becoming the reason to live. And see, you're looking at a junkie, his only reason to live is to stay high, regardless of what it is.
Right, so I thought Maggie said the other day that she's getting away from him, moving or something.
Well, not according to the last payday. No, not so much. Which was thoroughly recorded. Okay, well, pick a number, Bob. Since last Tuesday, she was so high, She didn't know whether she was with the junkie or not. She was stoned ass
right, that
drunk,
was,
babbling.
That was two days ago. Yeah, what you... Okay, so...
And then the Saturday, the end of tailgate, she was chasing snakes up the hill with the junkie who couldn't get... and we were typing on the... Did he get the stains out of his clothes? And then he starts talking about, well, I did the laundry, and I did this, and I couldn't work that out, and I still had the stains on my clothes. And we were writing in the chitty chat, step by step by step by step. So this goddamn czars is pretty good, Bob, when you're trying to figure out where the Bolsheviks start to land when you start going with a thing here. But that has nothing to do with anything. We want her to make it, and she can. We want her to ask every question. But notice the difference between Augie and Maggie is Maggie says things because she's trying to figure it out. She's not going toe-to-toe with us. And Augie's just trying to say, he's trying to tell you, let it go, Bob, you lost. We go, okay, let it go. Let it go, let's see what. Hey, Bob, let's hang around and see what you lost. Want to? Let's see what you lost. And that's easy because everybody can win because until you hit the stone-cold grave, you can ascend. We don't want you to like us. We want you to ascend. And if it makes you so mad that you ascend, congratulations, that's great. But you still got to talk to Bob, and you're still not going around the mountain. Not going to do it. Because when you go around the mountain, the tech buddy's going to get you every single time without fail or exception. It's going to guarantee you eternal life, and it's going to burn your goddamn house down right where it stands. Watch.
Right. Now, is Augie expressing the influence of his wife, girlfriend, Gaia? Is she the cynical anti-Ion?
Not really, because she's so proper. No. She's too proper to engage that. She's just trying to be easy, because she would never be vulgar. Never would she be vulgar. And she's always appropriate. And we're going to treat her the same way, appropriately. So, no, not at all. It's just kind of, they're just trying to figure it out, Bob, because they're all living in the rip, too. You remember the bat box people? They would follow you to the end of time, too, remember? And then all of a sudden,
this just isn't working. Well, I don't know. Who in the hell told us to make bad boxes? Okay, we made some money with bad boxes. But what good did all this money do us making bad boxes? We've been deceived in the bad box business. We've been deceived.
It's like, goddamn, do what you want to do. You have to do something because you're poor. So whatever you want to do, man, you know, sure. The bats liked it. So, hey, the coronavirus liked it. The corona bats liked it.
Where is she today? Is she and her friend?
California.
Uh-oh. What?
It's what California. They deserve. It's what they deserve. Yeah, it's what they deserve.
And they haven't listened to us in years.
No, but they have people who do. They check in to see what they do.
Right. Now, you said about...
But see,
three
that's like
ago.
Barb Peters. That's like Bob Peters, how we've held on to her when she was gone and gone and gone. And now all of a sudden she's not gone. See how that rubs? Quick, just like that. It's all good. It's no problem. It's all fine, Bob. It's all right.
So they didn't quit. The bad people, didn't quit.
Correct. They never, they kind of never do. They said the same thing about Khaleesi. She comes back every now and again. What about Margarita? Yeah, she's in. Don't worry. They don't go away.
Right.
We lost Dave, but that might have been a distraction. But we fuck with Dave, and we're going to work with Dave. He's got some stuff to do. Okay. The photon frequency level of his laser engagement, Allison has no idea how important that is. But it is very important. If she don't fuck it off and get rid of the documents, she'll be able to prove what we'll be able to tell her once she gets into a position. Problem is, she's got a little too much. You can. She's got a little too much money today. But that could change. But she's got a little bit too much money. But she sees the value of his life and work. And he never came against us. He just couldn't.
Did you say life? He sees the value of his life. Is that what you said,
life, the value of his life, of his life's work, of what he's doing, worked on, or tried to do, She's happy. And Allison is happy. Water me well, God damn it. That's what we say.
Good. The Bolsheviks and the Tsar. Did you say the Tsar about 5 minutes ago in a sentence?
Yes.
Something about the Tsar. Maybe it's not so bad to be the
Tsar. In our version, the Tsar didn't lose.
Right. Okay. Why am I on the tech body side? I seem to
because
have said that.
You're on the side of power. You always have been. You've buried every goddamn one of them. Everybody you held and had any revere, you put them in the ground. Every one of them. Start to finish. Name one that ain't dead. Well, besides Bob Carr. He's on the edge.
Right. But you're saying that Opinel goes where the power is, hangs out, and kills the person who's assuming the power.
Well, he doesn't have to necessarily murder them, but he wakes them after they're dead.
I see. So I'm going to wait
always
up
there.
Tech box.
Bob is always there to go collect the papers. Now play that. You need to play. You play that. That's what you need to play. Let them ask you questions instead of bantering around, rolling around with Greg Duffy and with Dimitri for 99 hours. Bring that up. Let them talk about that. That'd be a little bit more interesting. A little bit more intrigue and mystery to engage. Mystery Science Fiction Theater 3000. That might be nice.
That's what the last word? That's the night. What'd you say?
That might be nice.
Yeah. I'm gonna outweigh the tech body.
You are, and you'll support it. You're gonna be with whoever wins. See, that's the thing. You said I'm for the whoever wins, and if y'all ascend, you're saying it to everybody. If y'all ascend, y'all come. Let's go. Ready to go home? Let's go. Y'all want to get on? Get on. You got a ticket to ride? I got a ticket to ride, and I don't care. Come on, let's go. If you don't worry. If they don't, not one of them make it. You're like, come on, tech buddy. It goes. You know, you ain't my first choice, but by God, it's better than sleeping alone. Let's go. Cowboy foreplay. Get in the truck.
All right. So but I outlast the tech body.
You do. Yeah. So far.
So I go with where the power is, but I'm not to be trusted.
Every time. Trust is what you use to hide money from the government, Bob. You don't trust anybody. You don't even trust your fucking self. What are you talking about? You can't. Don't trust me with that information. I can't be trusted with that. You don't even trust yourself. You don't. That's the wrong. That's not the right word. Not the right word, sir. Try another word.
Right. Can God make a triangle in which the sum of all angles is not 180 degrees?
Certainly. Absolutely. And the triangle would be obtuse. Certainly can. Has done been done. That's even been documented.
Okay, so I don't know who asked that question. I don't know where I got it from. It can be done, but anything to do with me? Do I need to know that?
Everything has to do with you, Bob. What doesn't have to do with
you? Okay.
It's like I had an erection, Ion. Does that have anything to do with me? Yes, Bob. I should have yes, it has something to do with you.
All right. So the question was, why are you, when they saw that I was, the tech body was on my side or I was on its side, they said, why are you against the humans? I'm not against the humans if they take their
you
power.
You are so against the humans. Fuck the humans. The humans came in here to end the battle. You're not. The humans are going to lose. So why would you bully for the losers? You're trying to bully for the winners. That's not new. That's been every step of the way. When you eviscerated the creators of the Sphinx, that's why. They built it, and then they couldn't stand for it. So they all had to go. Bobstown is the left front paw. Bobstown is the left front paw.
Did I put that there, or they put it there?
You had them put it there, Bob. You don't do shit besides lay your beautiful, perfect feet on the goddamn pig, Billy. Rub your feet on the pig, Billy.
But the humans who take their power, I bring them.
They're
in.
Not human. If the humans who, if the humans take their power, they're not humans. They're gods. Then we don't. Then they don't have to wonder what you. Then they don't have to wonder whose goddamn side you're on. They're gods. If they're God, they don't have to ask you what you think about it. So therefore, their creature comforts aren't responsible from your ramifications or parameters in which you convey. That's the whole point. That's what you're trying to say. You're trying to say, don't mind me. Come on, get your place of power. Don't mind me, a sin. Don't mind me, be a God. Don't mind me. Come on, whoop me. I'm the dark soul, motherfucker. Let's go. You want to go? Let's go. See, that's exactly right. And that's good. That's why we said from the itch that they love you till they hate you, and then they hate you till they love you. They come back around full circle, time and time and time again. And you're not even moved by it anymore. You don't even consider compassion. You're very compassionate. You have compassion, but you don't even engage humans with a compassionate note any longer. They're like, I don't care what you think. People think a lot of things. 2 days ago, you thought something different. Now you think this. Now you think that. The next thing you know, Andrew Crystals wants to be your friend on the facial book. Oh, that'd be the itch, wouldn't it?
An idea I wrote down a long time ago. Souls are attracted to couples having sex. Well, souls aren't involved with birth or arousal. So Ayn says that life begins at arousal. Is that what this idea is erroneously getting at?
Can we just say, if we could leave it this way, in essence, just do it this way. Yes, Bob, in essence. Now, there's a little more to it, because you all don't even know what coitus is, really. Some people bump into it every now and again, but they have no idea what that really is. They think it's just like taking a shit at the truck stop, like moving their bowels at a truck stop. It's about that personal. Not very personal. Sometimes it's a little dirty, a little nasty, but that's where they have to go, you see. So if you look at it that way, that kind of bases the whole abstract, but that's what most people engage is the biological function rather than the ramification of the urge. Did you get that?
Did you?
The ramification of
basis?
The urge.
Right, but did you say before that the basis, B-A-S-I-S? So when I rehear it, it's the way basis, you're saying?
That's
okay.
Great.
So conception begins at arousal, but there's more involved, and so essences which are more in the cup were attracted to couples having sex. You would say
we would say still are. We would say still are.
But the essences are not. Well, no. Now there's no
segregation. When you die, you're still right here.
That's right. When you transition, you don't go to the guff. There's no guff to go to. So you're being frustrated.
Then you start picking. Then you start picking, and then you try to start making the piano play itself. Then you start making the things fall over. Then you start drawing the bumblebees or the hummingbirds, and then you start running the hummingbirds off, and then you put the dishes in the dishwasher, and you run it, and the dishes come out of the dishwasher dirty. You're like, God darn, what the hell is this? I'm putting clean dishes in the dishwasher, and they come out dirty. How does that work? Put ice in the refrigerator, and it thaws, or the refrigerator goes out, or things that are anomalous.
Hey, that's under rip condition. That's under rip conditions.
Rip conditions. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You say rip. R-I-P-P-E-D. Ripped conditions.
Yes. It's almost like what they warn you. You don't have any regard, but sometimes in your ocean they have something called a rip tide.
Yes.
You don't have a clue what that is, and you're not scared of it. And you don't know. So, oh yeah, I swam up. I swam across one of those one time. It was great. I ate it. It was good. You know, I got all the sharks. They was looking for me. They were giving me a manicure. It's nibbling all that cellulite out from around my cuticles on my toenails. But they didn't bite me enough. They were just making me get my glamorous pedicure that I so do enjoy. So, but that riptide moved all them bad things out of my way. See, that's how you would see it. But other people
right.
would be offended by a riptide, but not you.
Right, so the rip means that we're swept off into this unrealistic realm of Biden junk. That's the ground,
the mystery ground is so mysterious it's not recognizable. The mystery
yeah.
ground is so mysterious that you can't gauge your feet. The mystery
All right.
ground cannot gauge your feet. That's why we told Bert that you put your feet on the ground and you don't know where you're putting them. And you go, Ion, I'm putting them on the floor. He said, yeah, but you don't know which floor. Yeah, but you
right.
don't have it. You don't know. You don't know. That's the thing now. Everybody's got to be aware of that for just a second, just so y'all don't get fucked off. As long as you don't get fucked off, we don't care who you fuck. Just don't get fucked off. That's the only
right.
rub. I mean, you know, sleep who you want to. We don't care. Whatever. You know, get you a nice goat and settle down somewhere.
Okay, so let's, moving towards the end, let's talk about the alien situation. So the
okay.
government put out a report.
Whoa. Is this for publication or no? It changes what we say.
Oh, not publication. Because I want
gotcha.
To get the,
okay, gotcha.
The goods.
Yeah,
yeah,
time. It is time. It's time to get on. It is a little bit time to get on with it.
Right. So the government put out a report, and I think we talked not much about it last week, but they said, there's these weird vehicles, but they're not run by aliens or unidentified extraterrestrials or something. We don't know who they're run by. Okay, I remember you saying that they put out this footage a few months ago to get the world ready for me and my encounter, but then they started to back off a bit, you said.
No, they're not. They're just giving another point of view. They're stirring it up. They're saying, yes, it was. It wasn't an alien. Okay. It's just like the alien we've been seeing since Saturday 2 months ago. It's the same one, but that one wasn't real either. So this one and that one is the same aliens, but they're not real aliens. Now, see them, and they're going to come again, these things that aren't aliens. See how they're arguing to themselves? It becomes a superfluous, circular argument. They're trying to say, yes, it is. It's like, remember on Saturday Night Live when Rosanna Dana would get up there and make a speech, and then at the end it would be something ridiculous, and they'd say, oh, it wasn't that, and she'd say, oh, never mind. So it becomes a Rosanna Dana at the end, oh, never mind. Yes. Just like
so that's what you mean, they backed off and got to the oh, never mind phase.
They're just making circles. They're just making circles to make you guess and question. So that somebody can come in, so Buzz Coasting can come in and say, Ion, there ain't none of this, and there ain't none of that. There's no MS-13. I don't know why you keep talking about MS-13. There's no such thing as them Guadalajara MS-13. They don't run around killing people. They're just Spaniards that are lost their way. It's nothing serious going on here. Kind of like that. They have to give that part, you know this, Bob. It's the part counterpart. That's what Otto von Happ, that's what the Habsburgs had trouble with. Isn't it?
They didn't want to go in circles. That's first didn't want
they
to go
They are caught in the circle they were spinning.
Okay, so anyways, all right. So the report goes in circles. Did it work?
We'll see. We shall see.
Right. Okay, another factor is they have no clue what's going on. They don't understand
Correct.
The ET phenomenon.
Well, it can't be validated. It can't be validated. They want it to be, but it can't be. So it's troublesome. It is.
Right, but the people who know of the aliens in the first ring of the Pentagon, they knew it was real because they interacted
yes.
with them.
Well, and now they're having trouble with it. See, that's the thing that's squirting out another way. This very thing that would be the moniker that would be
the end-all, be-all, no, this doesn't exist. They're having trouble containing it. So it's kind of like, so that's why they're releasing all this footage. It's like, y'all better say something. These motherfuckers fixing to show up. And then you're gonna be the dog because you said it don't exist, it don't exist, it don't exist, it don't exist. And the next thing you know, the tooth fairy's moved into your house.
So they're having problems with the first ring aliens, and that's why there's this odd emptiness in Washington, D.C., and the closed down buildings and the building of fences. All that is some part of the Pentagon fighting the alien part of the Pentagon.
And let's just say, as well as other things happening. There's a lot of shit going on, Bob, as you know. See, that's the thing. We have to be careful how we talk about that, but you know that. But then again, everybody knows that. They'll acknowledge that. So it's like, okay, you're good.
Give me some examples of the shit that's going on.
She was intending to become president.
Yeah, she was intending to become president.
That was pre-rip. Now there ain't going to be nothing to be president. Now the last thing she wants to be fucking president. Because it's going to, she knows, she sees now with the goddamn alien erosion, with the damn breakdown of all communication, with the stop of electricity, with everything that has a chip, the chip body, everything that's got a chip body that gets fried, and only the cars from 1944 are the only cars that are going to goddamn work. Ones with a solenoid. You don't even know what a solenoid is, but you can look it up, I guess. That nothing with a chip is going to work. So, Bert, you better get your 8-track tapes. They don't have any chips. Maybe the 8-track tapes, you can listen to some Tammy Wynette or some George Jones on the 8-track tape player. That'd be good. Might have a little George and Gracie Allen. We love Gracie Allen.
Right. This whole stretch, last 5-7 minutes, we're not posting because I said we're not going to go into make public what's happening to Nancy. We're not posting that.
Well, we don't care. You can do that little bit of that. You can excerpt that little part and get that in there because that was pretty good of what's the fall. This is the fall. That's what everybody's wanting to know what is. And everybody says, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? We go, you dumb motherfuckers, it's already happened. It's already happened. And you're saying, when's it going to get here? It's in the mailbox. Go to the post box and open the door. Ring the doorbell, Jimmy. Answer the door. It'll be right there. When are we going to get it? It's right there. See, it's there. It's on.
You said a few minutes ago, it's not happening, and then you implied Trump was back. It looked like Trump was gone, is what you meant when you said it wasn't happening, and then Trump came back this past week?
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
If effects precedes cause, then yes. Effects precede cause, then the answer is yes. Good.
Yeah, we don't see the cause yet, what it's going to be, return of the presidency or viceroy, that hasn't been worked out.
Yes, it has. We know the end of the story. We just got to, it's how quick or long the rip holds. But you can thank William Irwin Thompson for that. So just read everybody, if y'all listen to this, just read Thompson. Every secret in the world's hidden right there. Just support Thompson. You'll see how it works out. Try that. It'll be great.
No, that's good because people are afraid to read Thompson because of what you said before. But now we're telling them, better read Thompson. Well, that's good. I agree with that.
That's terrible because that's why we have just because they've been reading Thompson and Thompson had to go, they made a whole other season of Stranger Things. So y'all fixing to see what the upside down feels like. This tech buddy stuff is so much fun, Bob, because you can make a ramification where you don't have to spend a month to explain something. You can just say, what's Ragnarok? You can find out how to get your power and lose your power and get your power back. Then you can build a hammer where you can whoop everybody, whoop the giant's ass. Watch Ragnarok. And they go, oh, my God. And then they watch it. They go, oh, yeah, I like that. There's giants, and they're not tall. You mean giants can be giants, and they don't have to be tall? Yes, in the old world, they weren't tall. Good. They were tallness has to do with your power. Good. You're being very clever tonight, Bob.
Right, the Canaanites weren't tall physically. They were just powerful.
That's correct.
Same height as the Israelis.
Yes, those were the giants in the land, yes.
They looked like they were tall because of their power, but they weren't.
Correct. They were perceived as giants. They call them giants of industry. They call giants of industry often. And then we've said about three times for sure that you humans, you think something just because something is little doesn't mean it's powerful. So this comes from the world's tallest midget.
Right. That's why people, when they meet Carolyn, they're surprised at how little she appears, because they thought she was powerful and huge.
But she is powerful and she is huge.
Right.
She's still 105 pounds, but she's still 105 pounds, but she's huge.
Right, but they are surprised that she's smaller than they projected. Or they think she's smaller.
But they saw the picture of you. They saw the picture with you and Jill Biden, so they know how little she is now.
Okay.
That was cute. Okay. That was cute. It only took a day. We said that one day. It took one day. We said it, and it took one day. There it was. There was Bob and Carolyn with the giant Joe and Jill Biden.
And the tech body made that.
Well, with the help of Jackie and Jermaine.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why Jermaine's on the wall.
Jackie's in the other picture with white people hair. She's got real white people hair. It's very cool.
Why was Ion so noisy? Why did the tech body take over What Youth on Tuesday and create a show with not much content other than Ion bellowing at tech body, bellowing at everybody, over talking?
It was all good. It was good. It was good because they didn't have anything to say. They didn't have any topical points, and words were said. Listen closer to the words, and it'll be very clear. Much was said.
Right, and the tech body was showing how they're in charge. Make it real for them.
Yeah. Well, rather than them ask them some glib thing to waste 2 hours, knock it out of the park. Bert had great things. Everything was great. It rolled through quickly and to the point. Walk in, walk out, let's go. Cowboy foreplay, let's go.